In recent decades, millions of people have drifted away from Jesus and their Catholic faith. Sadly, many may never find their way back. I'm Tom Peterson, and I believe that God has called me to use my background in media to be a catalyst in the new evangelization. Our organization produces inspiring and creative evangelization messages that have helped lead hundreds of thousands of inactive Catholics, converts, agnostics, and atheists home to Jesus and His Holy Church. Join us as we travel across North America to bring you stories of heartbreak, redemption, and transformation as the Holy Spirit leads His people home. God has an extraordinary plan for each of our lives. He wants us to spend eternity in heaven with Him and bring as many people with us as possible. This is Catholics Come Home. Welcome to Catholics Come Home. Today's episode comes to you from rural Missouri, not too far from St. Louis. Here, we'll meet a couple on their family farm. In today's episode, you'll find out how she came home to the church after 40 years of being away, and how her husband converted to the Catholic faith. Like everyone else in this series, today's guest came home to the church thanks in large part to Catholics Come Home and responding to the call of the Holy Spirit. I'd like you to meet Shirley and Tom Hill. Shirley and Tom, we're so glad you're with us today, and welcome home.
Appreciate you coming and talking to us.
Where did you grow up?
We were both barned in the area here in Farmington, Missouri. It's about 65 miles south of St. Louis. It's rural. We just love it. It's our home. He moved to the farm when he was about a month old. And what are you, 67 now?
Close to it.
So we've been here since 1984.
We built a house 20 years ago.
And we just love it. I didn't think I would enjoy living in the country, but it's now I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Tom, what was your career over the years?
Well, I spent 2 years active duty in the Army during Vietnam. I was a basic trained drill sergeant and also taught heavy battle tanks. Got out of the Army. Went to work for a gas utility company, worked on a service van doing installation and service work for the gas company for 16 years. During that time, I went back into reserves, and so I'd work for the gas company during the weekdays, and then on weekends, I'd go play Army down at some Army post.
Shirley, what was your career before you retired?
I was just a homemaker. I stay-at-home mom. I took care of my children. We've got two children. We've got a daughter. And that she lives locally, and she's 45 now, and we've got a son that turns 40 this next Saturday. I just always wanted to be there for my kids, and I was lucky enough that Tom earned a living for us that I didn't have to go out and work. And so I just stayed home with the kids and did mother things, cooked and supported the kids at school, and carpooled, and just what any other mother would do. And I was very thankful that I could do that for my kids.
Shirley, what was your faith background growing up?
I guess you'd call me a cradle Catholic. I was barned and baptized as an infant, and I went to Catholic school. I started at kindergarten, and I went to the same school all the way through high school here in Farmington, Missouri at St. Joseph's Parish. And after that, I went to college for 2 years.
Tom, what was your faith background growing up?
I was a member of the Farmington Christian Church. That's what Mom and Dad, ever since I was a young kid, Mom and Dad took me to church every Sunday. And I was a faithful churchgoer until I went away to college for a couple of years in the military. And whenever we moved out of Farmington, it just kind of drifted away from church. I guess we thought we was too busy.
Did you get married in the Catholic Church?
Yes, we did, at St. Joseph's.
The same church we're going to now.
When did you drift away from your Catholic faith, and why?
And I guess it was after Tim, our youngest son, graduated from high school, that we just kind of drifted away, and it just happened. I don't really remember the exact year, but it just was kind of gradual. You stay away one week and maybe the next week, and then it just kind of accumulates, and then all of a sudden you realize, hey, I'm not going to church. We were busy doing other things, and after it once started, it just got easy.
And I think also because I didn't go to church, I wasn't going to any church, you know, she'd had to went by herself, and we just didn't go. It's one of them things you think you're too busy.
How long were you away from your Catholic faith?
I guess it was about 40 years off and on. There was times I would go and times that I wouldn't, and it just got to be a habit, I guess.
Coming up, we'll discover what helped the Hill family home to the church.
I had already been thinking in the past about joining a church, but it was always a thing that I always just pushed back in the corner. And whenever, you know, Shirley told me about the commercial and I seen one, I said, maybe now's the time we ought to do that.
So what is the key to a successful marriage? Well, I have an answer that might surprise you a little bit. Are you ready? Death. That's right, death. See, St. Paul tells us that God had a specific intent for marriage, a kind of formula that shows us how to make it work. And at the center of the formula is death to oneself. Paul says that when a man renounces himself completely and lays down his life for his spouse, and in the same way a woman dies to herself for the sake of her husband, a beautiful thing happens. It is only when a married couple chooses to individually die to their selfishness that love becomes perfect and the commitment is fully lived. That authentic love that was born from sacrifice becomes the bond that holds a marriage together. A love that brings God's grace to children and grandchildren, and a love that shines as a light to the world.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass.
When I was in college, I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church.
I might have gone to church, you know, at Christmas time. Gradually quit going.
Went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
When you come home to the church, you're coming home to a Catholic family where people today just embrace you.
And it's a place where I feel accepted for who I am.
I feel alive, complete, and at home.
I have a peace when I walk through the doors of the Catholic Church, like that's where I belong.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Tom, what prompted you to take a look at Christianity and the Catholic Church?
One of the main things that pointed me back to church was when I seen the government going after the Catholic Church in their health care and making the church supply contraceptives and things. And I know enough about history that whenever the government goes after a church, they're going to go after all religion eventually. And Shirley and I talked about it, and we just decided that we need to support the church and we need to get back to church. Another thing that I think, too, if we're going to fix a country, I've got to fix myself first and work from the bottom up. I don't think the country can be fixed from the top down.
What helped you take another look at the Catholic Church, Shirley?
I had grandchildren that were raised in the church, and they were growing up and participating, and we'd be invited to things like First Communion or confirmation or something, and I'd attend, and I always felt guilty. I felt like I was in the wrong, and I just felt out of place because I wasn't right with God. And I just felt like there was a need or a yearning to come back.
What did you experience or see that changed your perspective on church?
I was watching television and local channels, and they had the program or the commercial that was about Catholics Come Home. And it kind of piqued my interest, and I wanted to learn more, and I knew that this might be the answer to get me back in grace with God and be in the good graces that I could live with myself with all the guilt. I just felt I needed to do what they were asking me to do, that they were telling me that it was good to come home, and I just felt like this is what I needed to do.
And how did you feel when you saw those Catholics Come Home evangelicals?
It was kind of a mutual thing because it all happened about the same time. And I've learned in the past that a lot of times what I'm thinking, she's probably thinking, and I guess we've just been living together long enough. And whenever I said something about, you know, the government's going after the churches, I said, maybe we ought to go back to church. And that's when she said, you know, I've seen that commercial about Catholics coming home. I had already been thinking in the past about joining a church, but it was always a thing that I always just pushed back in the corner. And whenever, you know, Shirley told me about the commercial and I seen one, I said, maybe now's the time we ought to do that. And so it just opened the door for the whole episode, I think.
What happened at your parish that helped invite you home?
We started going back to church, and in the church bulletin, they had a Catholics Come Home. It wasn't a commercial, but it was an invitation, and they was talking about they was going to have a Catholics Come Home dinner for people that wanted to come home back to the church. And the invitation was call the church office, and so we went to the church Catholic Come Home dinner, and it was just a real friendly, welcoming dinner, and Shirley got to meet some of the people that she had went to high school with, and it was a true coming back to home.
What happened next?
It just was kind of a rebirth. It was just an awakening that everyone, I was always hesitant. I guess I was afraid. I've always been kind of a fraidy cat or whatever. But then after I was there and I was greeted so warmly and everyone was so kind, and it was like I had never left. And I just thought, this is where we need to be. This is where, for our lives, we just need to do this. And it just snowballed from there. We registered for church, and Father said all I needed to do was go to confession and I'd be back in the graces of God, and I did. And it was very happy, exhilarating program, and it just made me feel good inside. Before I went to confession, I wouldn't go to communion because I knew it wasn't right. I wasn't in grace. So after I did that, it was just, it was like homecoming. Home, it just was exhilarating. I was just very happy.
How did it feel to come out of the confessional?
When I came out of the confessional, I just felt like there was a huge weight lifted off my shoulders that I didn't even realize was there until afterwards. It just, I was excited. I just felt like I was home and this is where I needed to be. And God was there for me and I was just very happy. And Tom not being Catholic, it was a little bit more. And I never pushed him to join our church. It had to be his decision. And after a while he said, you know, I wanna join you. I wanna be there with you.
Tom, what happened to help prompt you to convert to the Catholic faith?
The fact that she was going back to church and I had made up my mind I was going to go with her. And I just felt like it was something that I ought to do, that I need to get myself back right with the Lord. And there was no way I was going to go to a different church than what she was going. And I saw how much she enjoyed it and how pleased she was going back to church, and I said, well, shoot, I'm going to do the same myself. So I talked to the church about what I needed to do, and they said, you need to go to RCIA, and so I signed up for RCIA.
What do you like best about being Catholic, Tom?
The friendship and the family feeling that you get about being in the church. We've got a terrific church here in Farmington, and the whole group just make you feel like you're just one big happy family.
Soon we'll witness the wonderful conclusion to Shirley and Tom's story.
And I am amazed at how many of the readings fit our day-to-day living and what's going on in the country and what's happening. They're not talking about stuff that happened 2,000 years ago. They're talking about stuff that happened right now.
Scripture tells us, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. You know, our nation started as one nation under God. But in the last few decades, so many secular forces and the just busyness of the world has pulled us away from God. In my book, Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life, we talk about this in chapter one called Downsize and Simplify, where Christ is calling each of us to downsize and simplify our lives so that we can keep our focus on God and not be distracted by the noise and lures of the world. In our evangelization efforts, it's important for us to remind those that God puts in our path to downsize and simplify their lives too. Because if we have no quiet time, if we're always busy and overconnected, we're never going to hear God's voice. God wants to speak to us in the silence of our hearts. God wants to say to us, be still and know that I am God. But if we've got so much going on, and those we're trying to help have so much going on, we're never going to hear God's quiet voice in the silence of our hearts. So downsize and simplify and grow closer to Christ.
Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
There will come a day when each of us will be asked to review the movie of our life and give an account to God. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times and joyfully revisit the good. Thankfully, no matter what you've done, there is hope. Since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. So if you've been away from church for a while, we invite you to come home and find the peace that only comes from God. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Started drinking beer on Saturday nights, sleeping in on Sunday mornings, missing Mass, and it just became a pattern and continued. Without God, I don't know where I'd be right now. I feel like I'm whole again. I know the importance of the Eucharist. I know the importance of the sacraments that I didn't know at a young age. I follow God's will because my desire is to get to heaven. Our lives are rich and full by being members of the church.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
How has returning to church and coming home to God helped your marriage?
I think we're much happier. We share more things. We do the daily readings. We just go to church and we discuss things. We turned off the TV and we do readings now. And we just rely on each other in a way that we didn't have before. And I think just the sharing part is just amazing. And I'm much happier.
And I am amazed at how many of the readings fit our day-to-day living and what's going on in the country and what's happening. They're not talking about stuff that happened 2,000 years ago. They're talking about stuff that happened right now. And I think it just all fits.
Shirley, now that you've rediscovered your Catholic faith, how are you giving back and serving others now?
Right now, I work on a committee for what they do, prepare bereavement lunches. We prepare a lunch whenever there's a funeral. And we cook for our CIA, and Tom does gardening, and we raise produce, and if we have more than what we need, we take it to St. Vincent de Paul, and they share it with their clients. And there's other things that I'd like to do, but usually I have my mother living with me, and she's 94. She was 94 last month, and she does great. She just has a memory problem, but we enjoy having her, and
we just didn't want to put her in a
nursing home.
And neither one of us working, so all we got to do is sit here and take care of her and take care of the house and the yard and the garden, and that's about it.
Tom, what are you doing now to serve others and give back?
The biggest thing that I do is try to share what I got in my garden. Also, I joined the Knights of Columbus, and I really enjoy that group of people. And so I work with Knights of Columbus and whatever kind of fundraising project they've got going there. I went back to RCA the second time just to hear Father's message. And I told Father, I said, I'll help you prepare the food and stuff and bring it, donate stuff, if you'll let me join an RCA. The second meeting, or the first meeting really, they had a young man there that they didn't have a sponsor for, and Father said, would you like to sponsor Jerry? And I said, well, I don't know anything about what I'm doing. I just went to RCA myself last year. But I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And turned out Jerry and I are quite a bit alike, and we just really got to know each other well. And it was a learning experience for both of us, and Jerry's turned out to be a real nice guy. And he's been at church every Sunday since he joined RCA.
How has embracing your Catholic faith helped you to do your part to restore our country as one nation under God?
I really think our country is having it in a hard time right now. And I don't think it's something that we can fix with politics from the top down. I think the citizens of the country's got to fix themselves. They got to get back with religion, get back to know God, and we can fix a country from the bottom up. I think people has lost sight of the fact that our government, our Constitution, was formed by Judeo-Christians, and our whole Constitution is based on religion. People don't like to hear that. They don't like to think about it, but that is a fact. And if we get back to religion, God will take care of us if we take care of God.
I feel the same way. I think we need to take care of our country, but we also need to take care of ourselves and to help out people as much as we can.
You've responded to the Catholics Come Home message and accepted that invitation home. How does it feel to be home?
Great. That's awesome, I guess, would be a good word.
It's almost like a new life, I think.
Yeah.
You just have a whole new outlook on everything that you do. You learn to pick out the right and wrong and know more about what people are feeling and thinking. And it's just, you're looking at it from a religious aspect rather than from a personal aspect, I think.
What do you know about God that you didn't know before?
That we should be thankful for everything we've got, that it comes from God. Everything we have, I'm so grateful for. I guess I took my life for granted, but now I know that it wasn't, that it was a plan, and it was His plan, and we're here now because it was His plan, and to embrace it, to love Him, and to give back, and to encourage everyone. Please, don't hesitate. Come back.
Shirley and Tom, we're so glad you've been with us today. Thank you for coming back to the faith, for serving others, and welcome home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
We feel blessed.
We feel like we were here for a purpose, and your message was great, and we were glad to answer it.
In his apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Nuntiandi, Venerable Pope Paul VI tells us that the Church exists in order to evangelize. It is our mission as Catholics to evangelize others, but how do we get better at it? Let's take a look at today's viewer question. How do I become a more effective evangelist, personally and in my parish community? First, be a defender of the faith in public. When someone around you makes a harsh remark about God or the Church, don't be afraid to present a different view, but always do so with gentleness and humility. Even if you don't have the perfect words to say or can't remember the exact Bible verse to refute what someone is saying about the Church, say something, such as, I know that Jesus Christ is God and that He founded the Catholic Church almost 2,000 years ago. No criticism of the Church teachings or Church officials can change that. Second, don't leave home empty-handed. I have a friend who has a stash of Catholic stuff in the trunk of her car. Some things you may want to include in your car, purse, or wallet stash are evangelization cards, which you can get on our CatholicsComeHome.org website, car magnets inviting people home to the faith, also available on our site, Catholic CDs, check out Lighthouse Catholic Media and St. Joseph's Communications, and Catholic books. Third, always be learning. Use resources like Catholic Radio and programs like Catholic Answers Live. Start diving into Scripture through the Great Adventure Bible Series or in accessing the Catechism of the Catholic Church's Scriptural Index. Learn better how specific scriptural verses support various church teachings. Read lots of good Catholic books. The members of our Theological Advisory Board, Dr. Scott Hahn, Patrick Madrid, Steve Ray, Dr. Peter Kraft, and many others have so many excellent learning tools. Then, teach others what you know. Start teaching at your parish through ministry to kids, teens, or adults. Fourth, volunteer to take charge of the literature rack at your parish and other evangelization ministries. Never underestimate the influence one brochure or CD can have on someone's spiritual life. Take advantage of great parish evangelization initiatives like Lighthouse Catholic Media's CD racks. Finally, utilize the resources on our CatholicsComeHome.org parish welcome page. Our website's Parish Resource Center is chock full of great materials to help you evangelize at your parish. Banners, posters, evangelization cards, bulletin announcements, and DVDs to show our commercials after masses or at ministry events. All of these materials will help excite your fellow parishioners and welcome returnees home.
Here's your chance to get active in the new evangelization. Visit the CatholicsComeHome.org website, enter through the door, and click on the Shop tab. Here, you can order a Catholics Come Home book, evangelization cards, a DVD of the evangelicals, or a car magnet. If you or someone you know has come home to the church thanks in part to Catholics Come Home, let us know. Or if you have a comment, question, or want to support our mission, email us at info@CatholicsComeHome.org or write to us at Catholics Come Home, P.O. Box 1802, Roswell, Georgia, 30077. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. After being away from the Catholic Church for nearly 40 years, Shirley accepted a warm and welcoming invitation home to her Catholic faith community. She soon then helped her husband Tom as he converted to the Catholic Church. Together in their retirement, they're trying to spread the gospel and help others to come home too. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Catholics Come Home. Please keep Shirley, Tom, and all of us at Catholics Come Home in your prayers. And remember to fulfill your role in the new evangelization by helping to love somebody to heaven.
Heaven's door, I've got love, somebody.